This is Vinya Orlovsky, and I'm going to read Back in the USSR. We weren't the Beach Boys, California girls, weren't the cutest in the world, no French bikinis cut to fit our McDonald's and Coca-Cola bodies. We bit eyes and a mouth into bologna slices, lay the cool skin masks against our faces, sprayed sun in on our ash blonde hair until it streaked bright yellow, a signature look. Free, almost graffitied, like yellow snow. Once I surfed Lake Erie to my sister's cheers, stood up on a rental board, balancing for a minute, the tiny wave beneath me lifting and curling, just long enough to make it count, though I'm not sure what for. Oh, Maria, Chris, Noonie, Natalie, even our theme park tissue flower power blooms held seductively against our hips. Oh, steamy dance halls in the dark, never sparked a glance from any boy. We swore we'd end up marrying each other, exchange vows with dyed good luck rabbit's feet, keychains for keys we'd most likely never own, doors that opened to beauty queens who waved from county fair floats pulled by tractors. Then Paul McCartney sang it. The Ukraine girls really knock me out. What? They leave the West behind. Really? Back in the USSR? The USSR. Our popularity was sealed. We began waiting by our phones. We didn't appreciate irony back then. Come and keep your comrades warm. My father's heated over my dead body. Let me hear your balalaikas ringing out. No patriotic Ukrainian plays a Russian balalaika. But the Ukraine girls knocked somebody out. Soon we, too, would be called to ecstasy snow-peaked mountains. Honey, disconnect the phones. How exciting at night to rub bright purple rabbit fur against our faces, gently press to our lips the tips of crescent nails. We wallowed in the luck we believed they continue to bring. Useless, sad, saturated relics dangling from small chains.